My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
He shocks me every time. He gets airborne. It looks good, it feels good, and he gets up. So I'm happy that Josh is 17 and 17 is Josh. And he continues to show the world to stop playing with his name.
It's a keeper by Allen. Looking for the pylon, leaps for the goal line, and he's in! Touchdown, Buffalo! Allen with a 7-yard touchdown run!
It's Mike Shope.
Williams blitzes, pumps, ball's out! And it's recovered by Buffalo! Dorian Williams on the football. It's Buffalo ball!
And the Bulldog.
1-0 is what we're trying to do each week. And, you know, we got a short week going to a division rival in Miami. Got to have a quick turnaround, watch the film on this one, and find a way to turn the page tomorrow and start getting ready for them.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog on WGR Sports Radio 550.
Hi, everybody. Mike Shope and the Bulldog. Sean McDermott, as Zach mentioned in the update, scheduled to meet with the media at 3:15. So just about 12 minutes, and we will try to carry that. Who knows when it will actually start, but we'll be ready either way. It is Football Monday on WGR, brought to you by Northwest Bank. For what's next, get started at northwest.com. Eric Wood at 4 today, and maybe Sal later. Might depend on what news we get.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sort of, I feel, like when we know, someone from the Bills or Sabres is going to have a news conference, a meeting with the media, and we're going to carry it, and it's in the middle of a segment like this, the middle of the first segment of the day, like, it's sort of looming, and I feel like even more so right now because of whatever we're going to find out about injuries. I mean, I'm not... by saying that, trying to alarm anyone. I'm waiting to find out that Josh Allen's okay, really. And Taron Johnson, too. And so, like, I don't want to sound too happy about the win or anything, because I just feel like we're going to get news of some kind, I would think, on both of those dudes. And they play a game in 4 days.
That's what I keep thinking about, is just you're first up here for the short turnaround, and you're the team that's traveling. We've known this since the schedule came out in May or whatever. But, you know, yeah, like, get your breath this week, because Thursday night's going to be big. The Bills got away with yesterday. They got the win against Arizona. It wasn't perfect. We've spent more than half the year, you know, literally, what, 7 months, looking ahead to basically yesterday and what it would look like, what this team would be like, how they would play. I think we got most of it right. I mean, it wasn't that we were always very specific on where the ball would go, you know, how they would play. So I'm not looking for credit, but I mean, I thought, this is one game, but I thought because of everything that happened, how last year went, the roster, that they would be more of a conservative, run-oriented team. And I would say that they definitely were in this first game. But also point out that almost everybody was yesterday.
Like, yeah.
I saw stuff that I almost couldn't believe about run to pass around the NFL yesterday. Rich Rebar had a stat that for average passing yards, lowest for a week one since at least 2000. Wow. And rushing yards highest.
Right.
And I think, you know, we had it in this game, not to get into league trends so early, but just trying to figure out sort of context for the Bills. Quarterbacks have a lot to do with that, you know, and of course Allen is not only no exception, but maybe sort of the prime example of the value of a quarterback who can run. I thought Arizona lost the game because they didn't do more of that. You know, like on that last couple of drives, they're handing off inside, just giving up opportunities to get Murray out. And I think the Bills were very lucky that that happened. But it's always been this way with Allen. The more he runs, the more, you know, you notice the value. Last year, we were all talking like they'd want to do less of that. The Bills were talking like that, and that's what happened. And then they were 6-6, and they flipped it. And now this year starts, I mean, no digs and just the changes to the team. It made more sense to think they're not taking more off his plate. They're putting more on his plate. And, I mean, this game was exactly that.
Yeah. It felt a little bit like we talked about, you know, what Baltimore's offense looked like on opening night against Kansas City. I mean, they lost their game, but it was really like Lamar had to do, it seemed like, just about everything. And, you know, the Bills ran it effectively enough with Cook, so it wasn't like they were stuck the way maybe Baltimore was. But once the game got to around 2 minutes to go in the first half, it just felt like a switch got flipped and Allen just, with his legs and with his arm, just changed course. And I do think it's notable. I saw this from Sneaky Joe last night, that it, from that point until their final possession, which really, you know, they ran it and kicked a field goal and left themselves susceptible to a last second Arizona winning drive, they threw it a lot. Like, I think 67% of the plays in between, like, the last possession of the first half and the last possession of the game, they threw it 67% of the time, which is not what they looked like for most of the first half. And they also scored all their points in that pocket of the game. So it's informative, maybe, to tell them that they need to make sure they're not swinging too hard in one direction with the run idea. But the league-wide trend, you know, 1 week in, I think it took me, you said we've been talking about it for 7 months. I think it took me 6 months and 29 days, if that 7 month time frame is accurate, to arrive at maybe the league is going to do a lot of two tight ends, and maybe the league is going to run a lot because of the two high shells and how much explosive plays have become hard to manufacture with the way defenses reacted to, like, the arrival, really, of Mahomes and Allen and everybody else. There was a swing back that's been happening over the last few years, and maybe now we're going to see more of a definitive reaction by offenses to that. We'll see. It's 1 week. But, yeah, the Bills do not stand out at all on a day where they ran it as much as they did, because most of the league really was on the same train.
Well, for a few years, ever since Allen, you know, got good, it's always been basically mostly true that he has the potential to take them all the way, but it's really so much about him. Like, you're not going to win a Super Bowl if he isn't great for you, almost definitely. And, you know, they've been pretty close. And this year, by the changes, that just seemed as true as ever. Like, most expectations about them were a little lower this year going into the season than they have been, objectively. But, you know, it's all the things that have happened, a lot of which have seemed like negatives with the players who have left, is, you know, cap constrictions and everything like that. It's kind of always been true. It has to come down to Josh Allen. it's still possible. Maybe it's a little tougher, but, you know, you've still got him, so you can still do it. And I think this game is a perfect encapsulation of that, which is, okay, yeah, this is going to be possible, but it's going to be hard. Like, the defense is not as good, at least through one game. Arizona did not exactly rack up yards, but I think, again, some of that was on them, just missing Harrison and, you know, not just being smarter in the fourth quarter when they had the wind especially. But that, you know, that counts. That's you know, you win.
Yeah, I think the Bills gave up 80 yards maybe in the second half of this game, which, you know, considering how the first half looked and how I would bet a lot of fans were feeling going into halftime, I mean, maybe the touchdown before the end of the first half buffered that somewhat. It should have. You know, you're going to get the ball and maybe you can tie it right away. And they did, ultimately. But, yeah, I mean, I thought this game was heading towards, you know, 42-35 with the way if the Bills were going to make a game of it. Because of the way Arizona had moved the ball in the first half. But they were pretty stymied, and yeah, they cooperated, but the Bills also changed what they were doing, and Arizona maybe really didn't. The Bills started sending pressure up the middle. They sent maybe more blitzes than they would be comfortable admitting to before the game started, but they made Murray uncomfortable by sort of pushing the middle of the pocket and keeping him in there, and they found their way to really stymie that offense in the second half of the game. So, you know, I think I'm already, you know, this one of the functions of the short week with the Bills playing Miami on Thursday, like I'm already thinking about the secondary and the safeties, especially with Miami, with Hill and Waddle and all the speed, Achan. It's a very different thing. They won't have to deal with a mobile guy because Tua is not someone who's going to hurt you getting up and getting out of there, but it's all precision and quick, and I think that it's a different test, but certainly, I think, a sterner one. And I'm really curious to see how that goes. And see, I feel uncomfortable because I'm rushing to Thursday and making a point about Thursday's game while we're, you know, 10 minutes into a show following the opener.
No harm in doing that.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's a really fun game to think about. And for the Dolphins, even more so than the Bills, escaped yesterday. I mean, they were down pretty late. 17-7, end of the third quarter, Jacksonville's going in, and Travis Etienne fumbles into the end zone. So an apparent Jacksonville touchdown for 24-7 ends up Miami ball. They throw an 80-yard touchdown pass to Tyreek Hill, like maybe the next play. And so they get there.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
But the Bills and the Dolphins, it's just even more than ever in recent years, it's become like this is the game the Dolphins have to have, even though if it is week two at home against the team that always beats them. Last year, they had the division seemingly wrapped up and choked it, losing to the Bills the final week, and then they go to Kansas City and freeze and lose, like over just like that. So I would think this is the game of their season. You know, as the schedule comes out, beating the Bills has got to feel like it's just, you know, mandatory for them to think seriously about first place. The Jets are interesting, too. And, of course, New England, want to know.
Let's not leave them out.
Can't leave them out. So, you know, the Bills, by winning, it's not like this game's a luxury or anything like that ever, but they have just owned this team. And we'll see if Miami this time can break that, or maybe they can't. Can't wait to find out. But now I'm also getting ahead of things.
Right. See what I did?
We'll look for your calls as we go. We might have Sean McDermott here any minute. It was supposed to be 3:15, his media press conference today. Updates on injuries and thoughts about Thursday. Of course, short week. Normally the Bills have Tuesday off if they're playing on the following Sunday, but not this week. They'll travel on Wednesday. So today, tomorrow, there will be practices and news and all of that. Eric Wood coming up at 4-803-0550 is our number. One subject, if there's time here to get into it, might as well. I mean, we're going to talk about something here until McDermott is ready. That came up a lot on the postgame show was the Bills' final possession. And I'm looking forward to this conversation. I know I said yesterday, so what happened? The Bills are up by three with three and a half minutes to go, and it's a few running plays, eventually a field goal to put them up six. The so-called field goal of death, they win anyway. And, you know, a few fans, maybe a lot of fans, were complaining that they, to put it one way, won't let Allen throw in that spot. And I said to the caller, to one caller yesterday, like, this is the one complaint about McDermott that most people, like, it's the most common complaint about him. End of game, game situations, end of half even, you know, not being, quote, aggressive enough. And I think, you know, we have that. Again, even though they won, a lot of these games that, where we've been arguing about this, they've won too. So here we had that yesterday. Arizona, again, ends up turning it over on downs, and the Bills take it. But kind of a little bit of a reminder of what it is. I mean, I think there are a lot of fans who don't get McDermott criticism. Like, what's the problem here? We had the drought, and they win almost every week. But this is the one area that I think worries people the most about him. And they won, so scoreboard. But this game... Week one, here we are again, sort of talking about whether this is an area of concern.
I said last night at one point on the postgame show talking about this, like, I know the whole speech. Like, I've been here, and I mostly agree with it. Like, the field goal of death, I get why you don't want to end up there. But the way I said it yesterday was, if they hadn't kicked that field goal and made it, maybe while we were talking about the field goal of death, we could still be watching a game, because overtime could have been very realistic there with only a field goal needed to tie you. So, you know, I respect them getting the points. What I didn't like was, like maybe a lot of people, not so much not going on fourth and three there, because again, I think, you know, you could have been worried about getting tied up there. The wind is at Arizona's back there, so maybe even a longer field goal if you need it is more possible than if they were going the other direction. I don't know how much, if at all, that played into the thinking, but the plays on second and three, third and two are the plays to me that and that's where you get into, like, let your guy make a play, Allen, right? Get another first down. Well, let's either just keep the ball or get a touchdown and just ice this game. And there are things you can do in that situation that don't have to end up in an incomplete pass. I mean, you've got one of the best mobile quarterbacks in the sport playing for your team. So any kind of safe, like a run look and a safe sort of rollout type thing where if it's not there, like plainly pitch and catch, easy peasy, first down, Allen can just go down inbounds, you know, try to get what he can on the rollout and just stay inbounds, keep the clock running. So you're not running the risk of a typical, you know, slant pattern to try to pick up an easy 5 or 6 yards or whatever it is. But instead, it's a handoff, and then the Allen play, the third and two call, didn't even hardly look like a play, really. It just looked like, let's just get in position to kick a field goal.
Yeah. Like it was at the end of the game or something.
Yeah, yeah. Like they were kicking to win it. And that I'm not a fan of that. You know, again, I'm okay. You wanna get the 6-point lead there, kick the field goal. Maybe even Bass's struggles through the summer play into that. Like here's a pressure situation into the wind. He's had a good day. That all works to an extent to me, but I still would prefer you try to get the first down a little more. Well, actually, a lot more aggressively than they did.
He was injured.
Allen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they still, you know, did what you said, ran him.
Right, yeah.
On third.
So if he was going to run on third down, I don't know why that the injury would have stopped you from rolling him out.
Yeah.
And trying, you know, again, just an easy sort of pitch and catch thing with a tight end or whatever. But they didn't. And so I felt like the bigger problem I had there was, yeah, the turtling to sort of play for the field goal. I don't think that was called for at all. It worked. They got the, you know, they got by, but I would have rather picked up the first down and kept the ball a little longer.
Maybe, probably, the biggest discussion point of the offseason was receiver and who would catch the ball for the Bills. The season arrived, and for all the hundreds of hours spent in this room and elsewhere trying to figure out those answers, my answer was, that's not even an answer, it was, I don't know. I think there are four or five guys who could end up the leaders. Through one game, is it any clearer at all?
No. What,
I mean, Kincaid, one target. They scored 34 points.
He had two targets, one catch.
Two targets, one catch. He was on the field.
A lot.
More than any other skill position player. I mean, Allen and then the lineman and then Kincaid was on the field offensively more than anyone else, which also maybe somewhat ironically, Marvin Harrison was this for Arizona. Man, what a tough debut for Harrison. Like, most important thing, most exciting thing about my team, Arizona, if it is my team, is him and what it means in an offense where everybody's sort of excited about Murray, new lease on life, you know, healthy and everything like this. And not only do you get 1 for 4 in a drop, but then you have this clip of Harrison, you know, running alone at the end of the game. Not quite. It wouldn't have been game over, but you had...
Right.
Murray had tons of time on that play, too, and just somehow never thought of Harrison. They didn't throw the ball, you know, down the field at all yesterday. And you can...
Until they had to. Really, at the end, they did the desperation heave to Dortch. I mean, it wasn't a Hail Mary. It was, you know, a normal pass type play, but still.
That didn't work,
right. And, I don't know what, you know, I saw a Dan Orlovsky breakdown of this Harrison open, and he's trying to, like, look at it from Murray's perspective, like, what has he got? You know, when he's looking right, it looks like there's coverage there. Then the pressure sort of flushes him away, and he's looking on the other side of the field while Harrison is as open as he is. And I think maybe the way I understood what Orlovsky said, take this for what it's worth, by the time he looks back at Harrison, he sees two Bills defenders who've realized Harrison is there, and they're running, like just sprinting towards Harrison. So by that point, he might be like, that's not open. So he missed the window where that was, because there was, you know, a second or two where Harrison was just, I mean, 10, 15, 20 yards open.
From my experience with you, this reminds me of Stevie Johnson, or not Stevie Johnson, Sammy Watkins, where like, okay, here is my team making a big effort to help my quarterback. I mean, I'm getting an elite prospect here. To varying degrees, Watkins was this, like Harrison. Harrison was probably a better prospect, but still, were they not both fourth overall picks? So the one thing I want from my team is to act like they know what the investment is here. And that's all fine what you're saying was said about that play. My whole game plan should have been, who's Greg Dortch? I mean, my whole game plan should have been, this is it. It's the fourth quarter. I'm down 6. The Bills were nice to me. They kicked the field goal to allow for me to win it on a touchdown. I'm throwing the ball to him. Like, that's just, to me, egregious that on that drive, there was nothing sort of designed for Marvin Harrison Jr. Maybe it doesn't work. What they did didn't work either. So that would be where I'd be on the air in Arizona today. It's like, why did we do this?
Yeah.
You know, had a chance to win.
Even that last play is a throw into what turned out to be, I mean, Hamlin was pretty late getting over there, filed that away for this week on Thursday. But it ended up being Dortch in double coverage, like Marvin Harrison Jr., he doesn't come with contested catches at the top of his resume because he's so fully formed about everything else. But certainly with his body type, you should feel better about throwing a ball up to him in coverage than Dortch, who's like 5'9". It was an odd series, I would say.
We were told Sean McDermott's press conference would be at 3:15. It is yet to start. We'll take a break here and hopefully have it for you. I mean, if it's happening, we will. Here coming up in a few minutes. Eric Wood at 4. It is Buffalo Bills Football Monday. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, WGR.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.